Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, for some reason, I don't understand this at all. Chris Hine of the Star Tribune is not locked in on the Minnesota Timberwolves preseason game against the Philadelphia 76ers. Instead, he's going to join us on the phone here. Derelict in your duties, Chris, to not be focused on this 30-21 battle of titans here in the preseason. Is there any sport that people care less about the preseason? In football, we cover them like real games, and we're like, the backup guard, he made his case today, guys. And the Timberwolves are playing. I've never heard of anyone who's on the floor right now. So I think you're okay for tonight.
Yeah, I think so, too. And that's why I got tickets to go see Paul McCartney tonight as well. So I'm like, I think I'm in the clear on this one.
Yeah, I know you're a big music guy. What is your favorite McCartney era?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Are we throwing, you know, what era of the Beatles in there, or just McCartney solo, or how are we thinking about it?
I was leaving that to any way you want to take it. I think Beatles matters a lot to that, too.
Yeah, it does. I guess I'll say, you know, I don't know. I kind of liked when he put out Silly Love Songs. It's kind of like a retort to John Lennon, like the passive back and forth between him and John Lennon for a while there. Post Beatles is kind of fun to go back and revisit some of that. And so I just think like Silly Love Songs coming out of that whole thing was kind of cool that he wrote like this kind of classic pop song. Because John Lennon took a dig at him. That's fun to me.
That's good. I like that. It's Wings for me and nothing else. Forget the beat. No, I'm just kidding. But that should be a heck of a concert, though.
I just don't know, like, when it comes to the Beatles, like, which album am I going to pick that has the best Paul songs on?
Right.
I don't. Off the top of my head, I can't really come up with it. So I'd have to sit down and think about that a little more.
Yeah, right. I think both of us would have to be like a little more of those Beatles freaks. You know how there's Beatles freaks that think that they're the only music that's ever been made and they know every single song? They're like, I'm not that. So let's talk basketball then, because we are basketball freaks, Chris. I want to talk about a unknown player, Anthony Edwards, who's on the rise here. Now, you wrote the book... You wrote the biography, Ant, and you did an amazing job, I think, really bringing us inside who Anthony Edwards is. My question for you, Chris, is who is Anthony Edwards going to be? Because for so long, he's been a player on the rise, and over the last 2 years, it's been almost there. It's been so close to getting him to the NBA Finals and has come short. And it's been so close to him being on that echelon of players where we talk about all-time greats. And I think some people jumped the gun calling him Michael Jordan, which was maybe a little unfair. But what is the next phase of Anthony Edwards?
The next phase of Anthony Edwards, I think, is becoming a more consistent two-way player and really setting the tone at the defensive end of the floor, which is something he hasn't done in his career. And I think he recognizes that, but applying it and doing it on a night-to-night basis over the course of an 82-game schedule, I think is more of a challenge than you think. So to me, that's his number one priority this year. If he can step it up on the defensive end of the floor, the Wolves can maybe get back to, I don't know if they're going to have the best defense in the league. I think the Thunder will still have that for sure. But can they have the second best defense in the league? Absolutely. And I think it starts with him and the commitment that he makes at that end of the floor. To me, you could talk about post-ups, mid-range game, adding all this stuff to his offensive game, but he's so athletic and he has the capability to be a really high-level defender, both on and off the ball, that committing himself to that end of the floor and setting the tone there, I think is probably the biggest thing he could do for this team and his career right now.
There's also something too, and I don't really know what it is, but this is just more of a feeling than I have data to back this up. But it feels like when some of these megastar type of players who came in super early, when they get into their mid-20s, there's like a switch that gets flipped in terms of consistent focus. Because I have felt like Anthony Edwards over the years, as breathtaking as he is on most nights and most possessions, even that he's got the basketball in his hands, there is a kind of a focus like, oh, Anthony went into that zone where he takes seven bad shots in a row that were quick and weren't really thought out and weren't within the system and weren't letting the basketball get back to him when he's passing. And then when he's doing those things, he's just unstoppable. I feel like this is the time where a lot of these types of players turn that corner.
That's correct. He's 24 now. It generally tends to be around this age, 24, 25, year six in the league, because I think at some point you start to get a little complacent mm-hmm. with your place in the league, right? Like, you know, more than a half a decade in now, it's, you know, it's nice to your first couple of years to make your first All-Star team and to make your first All-NBA team. And, you know, those are great accolades and nothing to diminish for sure. But after a while, it's like, okay, do you want to be that MVP caliber of player? Do you want to be the player that can win a championship? Or are you just content with being a very good NBA player for a number of years? There's people around the NBA will tell you that there's different kinds of players in that regard. And there are players that are driven to want to be great. And there are players that are largely satisfied with their position in the league, especially mm-hmm. if they reach kind of that all-star, all-NBA level. And I think that's where Ant is right now in his career. And, you know, you hear the stories about him working out in the summer, and this is the hardest he's ever worked out, blah, 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 all that stuff. But I really do think once the season gets into it, to me, and I'll be writing about this in coming days for the Strib, this is the season where Ant has really said and paid lip service to the things that he's been the weakest at in his game so far through five seasons, the mid-range stuff and the defensive end of the floor. If he is really serious about taking that leap as a player, this is the year where he makes dramatic improvements on some of the weakest aspects of his game. So I think it's a big test for him personally. And I think it'll show just where he is when it comes to how really serious is he about having this team be a winning team and him doing the things that are necessary for it to be a winning team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Talking with Chris Hine, Minnesota Star Tribune, Timberwolves beat reporter. You mentioned the word serious, and that's something that Anthony Edwards sort of oscillates between and not in his personality in front of the media. Now, you, of course, went behind the scenes to write your book and got to know much more about who he is. I wonder about the leadership element and within the locker room, because there have been times where I've been very, very impressed by the way he's handled stuff, and other times where I thought, yeah, still a kid, still hasn't reached that phase yet. What about that element? Because I feel like when you have that guy, he needs to be more than just, hey, he's improved his mid-range, he's improved his defense. Like, that's great. But to get to a championship, there has to be a little bit more that is things that we can't necessarily quantify.
Yeah, it's that intangible sort of quality. I think he's had that a little bit. He's very likable, obviously, and his teammates love him. I don't think you're ever going to find a teammate that's going to say a bad word about how he is in the locker room, how he is with everybody on the team. He treats everybody, you know, from two-way guys, fringe of the roster guys, to other stars. He treats everybody the same, regardless of their stature on the team. He pumps everybody up. He's always willing to be everybody's number one cheerleader. But he's also not afraid to dish out, you know, friendly criticism and constructive feedback when necessary or when he deems it necessary. That's something that's grown over the last couple of seasons as he's just had more experience in the league, a little more comfortable expressing himself as one of the leaders on the team. When you're in year two and year three, it's a little harder to do that than year five, year six, when you have a couple of All-NBA appearances on your resume. So now he has the authority and the pedigree to do stuff like that. So how he uses his voice is very important. But honestly, more so than that, it's how he shows up every day. And he usually shows up with a lot of energy. He usually shows up in a good mood, ready to work. But, you know, sometimes on the floor, especially if you're playing a lower level opponent, the motivation to go out and make sure that this is a win isn't always there. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the things that he's aware of. It's one of the things that the team is aware of. So it really is about that consistency this year. Having the same motivation to take on the tanking, I don't know, Utah, right?
Right.
That you have going up against the Thunder. That's one of the other challenges for him this year. Again, it's something he's paid a lot of lip service to over the course of his career, but it's something that's still an issue in year six, and something that we'll see if he corrects.
Yeah, it's weird to talk about because it feels like, hey, there's another level to this, and we're going to find out if he can reach it. They went to the Western Conference Finals with him as their guy 2 years in a row. Like, you would have died for that before he got here, of like anybody. And now we're kind of like critiquing around the edges. But when somebody has this talent, that is the next step to get to the finals. The one more thing I want to talk about with you, Chris, though, is just how things are going to work with Dante DiVincenzo, Mike Connolly. I think last year we saw DiVincenzo some serious inconsistency, and Connolly we saw, and by the way, he's one of my favorite players of all time. So it pains me also as someone who's basically Mike Connolly's age to say we saw the signs of aging, because I see them in myself and it makes me sad. So I'm sad for Mike. But how are we managing the rest of the backcourt, do you think, with Connolly, his minutes, his role, and getting the best version of DiVincenzo?
I think we'll start with Connolly first. I think I'm more optimistic about Mike Connolly coming into this year because he had a better offseason than he did a year ago. He was battling a bunch of things last offseason, and he said it really affected his preparation and the way he comes into the season. So it wasn't a coincidence that he started the year really slow, kind of off his game. And that's obviously started the "is Mike Connolly washed" sort of conversations that nobody really wanted to have. But he came around, I think, a little bit as the season went on. But he had a basically, you know, easy summer. He said he was able to have his normal off season. I think he's going to be fine coming into this year. He knows his role. The team has a lot of continuity, so I'm maybe a little more optimistic about Mike Conley. As for DiVincenzo, same thing. I think the continuity is going to help. I think this effort to play more in transition is going to be more his speed, space the floor, spot up for open threes. They can get out and run the floor. I think that caters more to his game than trying to generate those looks in the half court. So I expect him to have a better or more efficient three-point shooting year. And the thing to remember about DiVincenzo is I think the injury really derailed where he was going.
Mm-hmm.
Last year he had that turf toe injury like mid-January that sidelined him for over a month. Right before that, he took Mike Conley's spot in the starting lineup for about 8-9 games. And those are the best 8-9 games DiVincenzo played in the Timberwolves uniform. So he was finding it last year, and the injury, I think, knocked him off kilter a little bit. So, you know, getting back to that version of himself within this team will be a big help for him, because I do think when he had that opportunity to start and he kind of had the rhythm of being there for half the year, he started to really show what he can do.
Okay, Chris, before I let you go see Paul McCartney, since I'm a football reporter, I'm going to ask you a question that to me is a very normal question, but to you would be a very stupid question. How many wins are the Timberwolves going to get this year? what's the bar? Where are we setting it at? Because in football, we're like 10-win team, 12-win team,
right.
7-win team. So I feel like you guys should have to do the same.
I think low 50s is reasonable. I mean, they were, what, 49 last year? And I think with continuity, I think that's worth a couple more wins. So, yeah, I know the Vegas over-under, I think, is about where they were last year. So I would probably go over. I'm not a betting person. But I think when you look at the landscape of this team, you factor in some internal improvement, I think it's fair to say, like, let's call it 53 wins.
Okay, right? I like it. I like it. I think we all know where we're setting the real bar, and that's what happens next summer. But I agree with you that they should be in that range. Chris Hine, the book is Ant. Make sure you go check it out. The great biography of Anthony Edwards and, of course, the Star Tribune. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you doing this. I'm sure that you're hyped to go to the concert, so I'm really glad you can make the time. And maybe check in on that preseason game. Looks like it's getting tight.
I might turn off for 5 minutes. We'll see.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yep. Bye.
Chris Hine there, Star Tribune.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.